Continuing previous Radio Krishna 101. And the our mind in here, when we are stepping onto that path, is just saying, here I am, Krishna, I'm yours. Do with me what you want, as you like. I'm anyway depending on you, dependent on you, and I completely trust that you can have me do anything you want, and that this is the best for me and for everyone. It's again what we call saranagati, surrender. And such a devotee, so just really, when you are on that, I mean, I think that you can recognize that when you are there, that you're just ready to do anything. And I've seen devotees coming to the temple, the ashram, and, you know, coming to the Krishna our community like that, to the other devotees, and saying like that, basically, just, you can ask them to do anything and they will do it. And, but this is also very, a bit sensitive, because as a leader, one has to be very careful then, when, especially when you have such surrendered souls, to not exploit, to act very responsibly and make sure you're just helping. It's even more difficult, I would say, to be a leader in such a situation. Because, you know, unless you are very vigilant about it, one may tend to just go forward, you know, I have this idea, that idea, I want to do this and that and this project, and then you will help me, you will serve that and serve me, basically, my projects, because I am the servant of Krishna. We should be the servant of the servant, you know. So we can, one can drift into something which becomes more of a, well, you could say a religious institution, where the members, those who come and join that congregation or whatever, are used. They haven't really themselves actively chosen to do this or that, but the activities are chosen for them by the temple president or some leader or whatever. And that is good when those persons are mature enough to be on that, yes, I'll do everything Krishna wants me to do platform. But if they just come to take shelter, to get shelter, to, they're complete beginners and they just need help to get their lives in order and to become happy, maybe they're miserable and have all kinds of problems or are very weak and, well, neophyte, doing the same to them might just become an exploitation. Here are some new workers for my temple. You wash the pots, you cut the vegetables, you clean the toilets, and you do this, you do that. Good, now I'm getting people to do all the work. And of course, we need to do the work, and that's where we all start, basically. I did that, and most of us washing the pots, cleaning the floors, so on. And yes, that's what it meant, to learn how to just surrender to God and be a humble servant of God by starting off doing a humble services. And some of us just gave up everything else, our lives we gave to ISKCON, to Krishna Conscious Movement, to Prabhupada, to Krishna, of course. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it. And I remember then these fired up devotees came back on Saturday in their vans with all the books and we heard that they are really pleasing Krishna very much. This is really the mission that this whole Krishna Conscious Movement is about. That when you find yourself saved and happy and strong again, and get out there and help others to do that too, to get that nice, what you just got. But here I'm saying these words, and I'm almost 70 years old. Stepped in through that temple door. It's 45 years ago, something. And yeah. That's the way I see it now. I don't know how to end this, but maybe fit it in some.